At the September 11th Pocahontas County Board of Education meeting, the board's legal counsel, Jason Long, discussed whether it was legally required to only use insurance monies from the prior central office damage claims to purchase a new Board of Education office building. Some citizens have questioned the use of this claim money, wanting to spend it on repairing other school buildings instead. Mr. Long.
Administration is giving consideration to the relocation of central office. Administration is looking at it at the beginning stage to determine whether or not it's feasible. The issue is it in the school system's legal best interest or otherwise to utilize those insurance proceeds that have been kind of reserved? I see that there is some concern about what recommendations may be coming to the board in the future. There's no dispute that a number of these county facilities are in absolute dire need of structural improvements. Protect our facilities from damages and afford us a safeguard to have funds to repair or replace these properties in the event of some loss. That's the purpose of insurance, or repair and replace. Now, as it relates to the central office facility, the school system, among other insurance policies, has flood insurance in place. On certain occasions over the years, the school system has made claims with its insurance company to cover damages, losses, as a result of flooding in this facility. The last flood, of course, was in July of 2016. The insurance company, what they do is they send out an adjuster to the site to inspect the claims made by the school system. In the end, the insurance company issues a payment to the board for the purpose of providing funds for the repair or replacement of whatever's been damaged. There's two key words, repair or replacement. For example, let's just suppose there's a garage door in this facility. I don't think there is. And in that July flood, if there was a total loss to that garage door, the insurance company would have paid a certain amount for that garage door to be repaired or replaced. And it may be that, well, you know what? We're able to get it fixed without any cost. Well, the next time that flood comes through, the next time you make a claim, are they going to pay you again for the door that they already paid you for?
No.
But you're going to continue to pay that premium, of course. Obviously, the hot topic is whether the board can take these insurance funds that have been set aside and use those funds for other needs, including, let's say, facility issues in other locations. Can we just give those funds to Mr. Hall and Patchwork Marlington Elementary or Green Bank? That's a business decision left to the board.
Long added that neither the insurance company nor the West Virginia Department of Education will mandate how those funds are spent. However, he provided the general counsel of the West Virginia Department of Education's Office of School Finance written recommendations, quote, to spend the insurance proceeds on the facility that was originally damaged, which in this case would be to repair and replace the central office. Long said that if those funds are used elsewhere, like in the example of the garage door, you may be paying premiums without any more coverage for future damage. Long further quoted the Department of Education, who said that they, quote, sympathize with members of the community who would like to use insurance reserve funds to address other facility needs within the county. However, utilizing the insurance proceeds from the central office claims for other purposes would likely lead to financial problems for Pocahontas County schools, unquote. Long said that keeping the existing buildings will, over time, be more expensive than purchasing a new building because future flood insurance policy premiums for just the board office, not including Marlington Elementary or the Wellness Center, will be $13,000 in 2018, $17,298 in 2019, and $27,000 in 2021. The current board office also incurs a $6,000 a month utility bill. Part 2 of this meeting story will cover other items at the September 11th board meeting. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.